I just heard one of the most tragic and yet the most amazing story I've ever heard in my entire life. On June 2nd in Muncie, a little girl named Charlotte was hit by a car. The ambulance rushed there. Her father was called from work and he rushed there. As he approached the scene where he saw the medical workers working on her, he sees his chavrusa standing on the side, his chavrusa for the past 7 years. And as he looks at his chavrusa turns away. And it clicks in him what had happened. His daughter was riding a bike that had been hit by a car. Who was the one who was in the car? Who was driving the car? It was his chavrusa for the past 7 years. And you can imagine the swirling emotions. But Yudi said the juxtaposition of what happened amazed him. He knew that Hashem was sending some sort of test. They rushed to the hospital, went to his friend, and he gave him a hug before he left. He said, I wanted to let him know that the bond we have is still there. His mistake isn't going to ruin that. On Yuri's way home from the hospital, after they had pronounced his daughter as having gone on to the next world, he had to make a stop. Where did he go? He went to his chavrusa's house. He went to his room and he gave him a hug. He said he knew his chavrusa was beating himself up. So he wanted to make sure that his chavrusa knew that he didn't blame him. He looked him in the eyes and he wanted to let him know to his chavrusa it's okay. His chavrusa said later that he didn't sleep for many nights due to what had happened. As we all could imagine, the tragedy of tragedies is something which, when we hear about, makes us cry. When I heard this story, I cried. I have children. To imagine, chas v'shalom, such a tragedy happening, it's not even something you could think about. Your child gets hurt, you're distraught. Chas v'shalom, the worst of the worst of the worst, is not something we could ever bear to imagine. It's so painful, so heart-wrenching. The only place that we think of when we think of such an instance is a black hole, incomplete, downtrodden, distraught. But yet, these people have done something unbelievable. They started Shalom for Charlotte. Shalom for Charlotte is an organization, a website, meetings, where they're saying, what can you do to make Shalom for Charlotte? As in, Yuri and his wife, Chumi, are not looking at the chavrusa as the source. They're saying this tragedy was ordained by Hashem. Hashem sent his shluchim, but they had no part in it. This had to happen to her, to us. And they said, if a person lives like that, they have the ability to create a shlemus in the world. What's shlemus? What's shalom, peace? It's where everything's whole. Shabbos shalom, because everything is whole. Whole is when everything is working together. That's what peace is. We're all one. Together, unit. So if I understand that Hashem's running everything, if I can get to that level, or even just running this instance where I had a machlokes, then I can create peace because everything's whole. It wasn't that person who made a break in something. It was ultimately Hashem, and I can accept that. That's what a person has to focus on, explains Yudi. He is so moving, so powerful. He started a movement where hundreds and hundreds of people have now taken their machlokes, is such a problem in Klal Yisrael and destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, destroyed everything that we had. And the reason it's such a problem is because it's so tempting. Our emotions burn, our justifications burn, our reasons come up. He did this and does that and even in Russia and really it's bad for my me, it's bad for my family. And we can create all the reasons in the world why it's the right thing, why we're right, and you are right a lot of the time. But you're hurting yourself. You're hurting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're hurting the Jewish people. So is it painful? Yes. Is it hard? Yes. Was it something you wish didn't happen? Yes. Is it something that you can let go of? Before now, everyone thought no. Yuri, his wife Chumi, and Charlotte have showed us yes. We can let go. We can be bigger and better than ourselves. Yuri told a story of someone who had stolen from him $3 million. $3 million. No matter how wealthy you are, that is an astronomical amount. It's huge, mind-blowing. He said for years, he could only think negatively of the person. He could barely even think of him. So tragic, so horrible. How could he have done that to me? Due to Yuri and his wife's movement, he decided he would let go of the pain, let go of the hurt, let go of the fiery machlekes that he had. He said that Shabbos, he was sitting at a kiddush, and someone brought up his partner's name. And for the first time in years, he didn't feel anything negative. He felt at peace. He felt whole. He felt positive. When you create shalom, when you create peace, you're winning. You're gaining. You're becoming bigger. We think that we have the right to machlekes, and we do. We think that we're justified, and we are. We think we shouldn't just be pushovers, and we shouldn't. But we have to stand up for ourselves. Standing up for yourself means standing up for the true you, what's good for you, emotionally, physically, spiritually, peace, forgiving, relinquishing the negativity between you and another yid will always be the best thing. You want to protect yourself in the ultimate way? Don't do it with the anger and fiery passion against somebody in machlekes. Do it with being mevater. Do it with letting go. And you will get the ultimate bracha from that. You will bring a schus to this little girl. You will bring the geula closer. One forgiveness at a time. One positivity at a time. One word. Shalom at a time.